Well, not on topic at all, but I wanted to talk to you tonight about the unperfect substance. Psalm 139, verse 16. What an amazing verse just to think of the psalmist having this revealed to him, being taken in hand by the Holy Spirit to write this truth. And he says, "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all," literally all of them, "my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned," or what days they should be fashioned, "when as yet there was none of them." Here he has this picture of God seeing him when he was conceived in the womb. So I say this is an amazing verse. It testifies of the omniscient foreplanning of our Creator for each human being, because the Scripture is inspired. It means that it's breathed of God and is profitable. While all these verses were not written to us, they were written for us. And so this is not just God did this to one person. This is how he did it for all of us. Each person has been separately planned by God before he or she was ever conceived. He says, when there was none of them, they were all written in your book. His eyes oversaw us through the entire development. Being unperfect translates the Hebrew word for embryo or fetus, the baby in the womb. Thine eyes did see my substance, being unperfect, the embryo. In thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, or in the days they were fashioned. The general word all includes not only all our body's members, but also all its days. In continuance is literally all, or what days. So in continuance were fashioned, or what days they should be fashioned. So what we were to be, when we were to be, what and when, all of that, written in God's book long ago. You know, this truth changes the way we should see the world. Evolutionists and abortionists argue that a fetus is not yet a real person. At a certain point, ding, you become a real person. Therefore, it may be casually killed if the mother chooses. However, both the Bible and science show that a child in the womb is a true human being. They have instruments called fetoscopes, and they have traced every stage of embryonic development and shown each to be distinctively human. There was an old recapitulation theory, and this disproves the theory that claims embryos pass through non-human evolutionary stages. Look, there he has gills. No, not true. While we do not know how a baby receives his soul, he is clearly an eternal human being from the very moment of his conception. It's a me, he says. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, as an embryo. So God fully knows all the child's future days, when as yet there were none of them. How precious to know that all the innocents who died before birth are safe in Christ. We can't quite say they're saved. That sounds like the process, the new birth. But he saves them. They are safe. Romans 8:29 tells us something else for everybody who has become a Christian. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. The baby we lost, I encourage myself when I think how that that child never had to know a day of pain, never had to come to God confessing sin, was a life given by Christ, and then taken to be with him forever. And he was then, according to that plan, perfectly conformed to Jesus Christ. What a privilege that'll be to meet this child that we never knew, to, I don't know, compare experiences, you know. to fully awaken to maturity as a child that born into a world of sin, but taken from it. So they are perfect for all the ages to come. A little devotional about the unperfect substance, the embryo.